How are things going in Kiev today?
Well, everything's in motion. Everything's changing rapidly. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. The Prime Minister, Mr. Yatsenyuk, is leaving, probably has already left tonight for the United States. He's meeting with top U.S. government officials tomorrow, including President Obama, and then he's flying up to the U.N. to address the U.N. on Thursday. Looks like Mr. Putin is saying no compromise. There's lots of things in motion in the United States, EU, and of course in Russia and here. So it's all very fluid, and no one knows exactly what's going to happen the next day.
Well, I'm sure it's definitely a little bit nerve-wracking for you folks, of course. We want to kind of focus on the impacts that the agricultural market is having with this. And in general, could you kind of explain right now what's happening in the Ukraine regarding the government and the Russian military and, you know, who's really running the country and what are the Russians doing?
Well, this is just what's happened here. Started several months ago in November, when the previous government, headed by President Yanukovych, decided at the last minute not to sign an EU association agreement. He had basically promised the people of Ukraine he would sign, and as another step toward moving toward the European Union. Then he immediately signed a deal with Mr. Putin to loan Ukraine $15 billion, and Russia sent $3 billion. People then started protesting in the streets, and that came to a head about 2 weeks ago. In one day, snipers from the government murdered about 40 to 50 people. Many members of the parliament then switched against the president, and he fled from Ukraine and now is in Russia. So the parliament appointed a new prime minister and a new chairman of the parliament. Mr. Yatsenyuk is now prime minister of the new government. The new government has been recognized by the United States and by the European Union. Then all of a sudden, Russian soldiers started spreading out across Crimea. Russia has a major military base in Crimea, has several thousand soldiers there anyway, and they started taking over Crimea, and today they basically hold Crimea. Ukraine also has a major financial problem. The previous government pretty much bankrupted the country through bad practices and corruption. And so Ukraine is also looking for a financial package from the United States, the IMF, and the European Union, because upon the change of government, Mr. Putin stopped his agreement and has not loaned Ukraine any more money.
Now, I understand that there's also been, with a lot of this, there's been the possibility of explosives being planted throughout some of the corn and wheat fields that you guys have?
Far as I know, that's not very credible. There was one report that some Russians had come across into mainland Ukraine and put a few mines down there, but Ukraine is the size of Texas, and far as I know, that's not a problem.
Well, that's certainly some good news. There was a record corn harvest that Ukraine had, and it's been a significant exporter of corn. What's the situation right now at ports for some of those shipments, and how might that be impacted should this situation become even more volatile?
Ukraine, of course, has been advancing as an agricultural producer. They still could produce a lot more. The spring crops, are in the process. of plowing and soon will be planting. A big problem there is the ability of farms here to get operating capital for the spring. Many of them had their operating capital in place, but financial institutions, as you can understand, are getting a little edgy about the market here, and in most cases, they haven't put out any new financing here in the past few weeks, and so some farms don't have adequate financing. In terms of shipments, so I heard the other day that companies that finance these shipments with letters of credit say that they're now not going to finance them until the ship goes through the channel over there near Turkey. So that creates problems if companies and buyers, traders have to finance it. If they can't finance it here, can't finance it even if it gets on the boat, it has to go from the boat clear to Turkey and be in the Mediterranean before normal terms of credit would be available. So that is a problem.
Okay, so that kind of leads me into my next question. We've heard over here that that some Ukraine farmers have been holding grain to, you know, hedge against the devaluing currency. Could that, you know, cause some market disruption there? Is there any truth to that statement that they're holding on to some things?
I don't know that they're. I haven't heard that they're holding on to anything unusual or excessive. Of course, when the hryvnia here has gone from like eight to a dollar to nine to ten to a dollar, and of course, holding commodities is a good way to hedge. But I haven't heard of any unusual quantities, don't know that that's a problem.
Now, speaking, you know, from an agribusiness standpoint, I understand that the agribusiness conference that was scheduled for this month has now been postponed. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's an organization in London called the Adam Smith Conferences. They do a lot of conferences here and in Moscow on energy, pharmacy, agriculture, banking, etc. There's been a considerable number of conferences that were going to be held in Kyiv that have been postponed. So that was not necessarily a surprise. They were going to have an energy conference last February. It got postponed. Then they were going to have their ag conference this week, and that got postponed. I think maybe some of them are overreacting. Matters here in Kyiv are pretty normal. People, no problems with the flights. It's just that everybody's so focused on what is happening in Crimea and the new government, and that it's hard to get people to focus on going to a conference.
Well, absolutely. That would be a little bit of something, you know, that would not be at the top of some folks' mind right at the moment, I'm sure. Another topic I heard about is some ag waste to biogas, you know, as gas will be needed for drying grain and whatnot. Is there talk that Russia might cut the gas or raise the prices?
Well, the energy situation with Russia for many years here has been very fluid. Russia and Mr. Putin uses their energy as a weapon to do what they want to do and to get their way. And two or three years ago, Ukraine, in the middle of the winter, signed a contract with Russia for a very high gas price, and then gas prices went down. But the gas for Europe, much of it flows across the pipeline of Ukraine. And a few years ago, when Russia shut the gas down to, you know, maybe 50%. Since it all goes across Ukraine, Ukraine kept what gas they wanted, didn't ship much gas to Europe. Poland and other places got cold, and within 2 days, Russia backed down. So Russia is not flush with money now, but they need that gas going to Ukraine and Europe, and they need to get paid for that. So, sure, Mr. Yanukovych, when he decided not to sign the European Union agreement, he did go to Mr. Putin to borrow money and also got a lower gas price. That probably will go back up to what the original contract was. But right now there's no gas shortage, and it's getting to be spring. And so that lever of power that Russia and Mr. Putin have used, the impact of that is decreasing every day. It's nice spring temperatures here. That has its biggest impact like in January in the middle of the winter.
And those gas prices seem to be affecting all over the world as well. One, you know, last thing I wanted to check in with you about, what's the status of the Ukraine Ministry of Agriculture? Is there a new minister?
Yes. When the parliament appointed a new prime minister, the prime minister did appoint a brand new cabinet, which was approved by the parliament. And we do have a new minister of agriculture. He called a meeting of some ag organizations last week, and we met him. He's from Kharkiv. He's rather new to the agricultural area, but he was very active in the movement to throw out a corrupt government. And he seems to be very capable. And the U.S.-Ukraine Business Council, which includes most all the major agricultural companies in the United States, we have a private meeting with the new minister this Friday.
Well, I'm sure you guys are looking forward to getting some answers as much as you can from him. We wish you the best, Mr. Williams, for taking the time to speak with us today. I know it's getting late there, so I don't want to keep you up too much longer, but really do appreciate the time that you've taken to give us a chat today.
Well, thank you. Well, as you know, farmers all over the world are pretty hardy people, and everybody's moving forward here. In terms of agriculture, the big problem, of course, is adequate financing in the future. So we need to get things stabilized as soon as possible, get an agreement with the IMF, and have the EU and the United States confront Mr. Putin with what he's doing so that we can get back to normal here.
Well, I'm sure that we'll be tracking this as we go along, and hopefully we'll be having more dialogue and conversation as this hopefully comes to an end sooner than later.
Well, thank you.
He is Morgan Williams with the United States-Ukraine Business Council, and I'm Leah Guffey.